Okay, we are live right now on PMP Network, and we have with us a legend in country music. T.G. Shepherd is with us, and he has a really cool new CD out. It's called Legendary Friends and Country Duets. And listen to this. This is just some of the folks that he's singing with on this CD. Are you ready for this, folks? It's like a who's who of music. Oak Ridge Boys, Jerry Lee Lewis, Conway Twitty, Merle Haggard, B.J. Thomas, Mickey Gilley, and a lovely woman named Kelly Lang. Just some of the folks on the CD, and we have T.G. with us right now. How are you?
Mark, I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I am doing quite well, thank you. As long as this thing comes out all right, I'm all right.
Well, I tell you, the names you just mentioned are, I have to pinch myself a lot of days when I get ready to think about what we've done with this album. It's my first commercial country album in almost 15 years. And,
wow.
I really and truly wanted to do something that would make a statement and be a piece of work that folks would want to have in their collection. So I picked my friends that I worked with and toured with for 40 years. And asked them to all come in, 17 artists, and record with me, and they all came. And it was really a labor of love.
Now, Kelly Lang, you didn't have to go far to get her in there, did you?
No, of course, you know, a lot of people know or don't know that Kelly is my wife. And I'm a very lucky man to have Kelly as a wife. She's a great singer and songwriter, has written songs for every major artist in the business. She is on the album, and she and I co-wrote several of the songs, and then she wrote some of the songs on the album, along with Lori Morgan. And so, yeah, I didn't have to go very far to find Kelly.
But, well, you have had some kind of ride in this career. Tell us a little bit about the beginnings for folks who out there who may not know who you are. I know who you are because in the 70s and 80s, when I was a big listener of radio and buying records, you ruled the charts. So tell them a little about how did you get started in the biz?
I actually grew up in the business. My mother was a gospel singer and a piano teacher in Humboldt, Tennessee. And there was always music in our house. And, of course, I've always been a fan of music. Even when I was like 12 or 13, I got turned on to it. And I don't know. It was instilled in me as a child, and I always knew. I was so fortunate to know at a very early age what I wanted to do with my life, and I had all this time to work on it. So I was very, very into, you know, Roy Orbison and Charlie Rich and Johnny Cash, and never knowing that someday I would wind up becoming friends with those people. And,
yeah.
So it started just being a fan of music.
But you started recording at a young age. You were only 22 when you did your first stuff, and you used the name Brian Stacy back then.
You did your homework, Mark. I don't know. That's back when I thought I was Paul Anka. I was trying to be a pop act, and pop music, and I love all kinds of music, but it just wasn't meant to be for me to be a pop artist. And so through the encouragement of a very dear friend of mine, Waylon Jennings, he encouraged me to become a country singer. And so I took his advice and went in and cut my first number one record and never looked back.
Devil in the Bottle was the number one record you're talking about.
Sure was, 1974.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a question for you, though. And I always ask this from people who are using different names than their birth names, because you record under now T.G. Shepherd, but your real name was William Neal Browder, and I thought it would be kind of cool. Billy Browder is a kind of a cool name.
You know, my wife says that all the time. She says, you know, you could have been Billy Browder.
Yeah, Billy Browder is a great country name. Hey, this is Billy Browder with Billy Ray Cyrus. They got a bunch of guns. Yeah, I think it would have been cool. You know?
Well, the reason I changed my name from Bill Browder to T.G. Shepherd was that I was working for RCA Victor, and Barry Gordy at Motown Records discovered me and signed me to my country contract, and here I was recording for Motown and drawing a paycheck from RCA as a promotion rep. And so I kept thinking, I'm going to lose my job here. This is a conflict of interest, so I picked T.G. Shepherd to record under and had two number one records before anybody knew that William Neal Browder was T.G. Shepherd.
But here's a question, though, because, like, for instance, John Mellencamp was John Cougar. But
right.
after he became well-known and didn't have to worry about anything else, he used his real name. So you could have actually, after all these number one hits and when you weren't working for RCA anymore, switched over and changed your name at that point, and then your Billy Browder would be a famous name.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. Maybe if I do another album, I'll just call it Billy Browder.
You should. I think it would be kind of cool. You know,
that's not a bad idea.
You could call it. Here's what you could call it.
Press.
You can call it T.G. Shepherd presents Billy Browder.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I think it would
be
good.
If it ever happens, it's your fault, Mark.
Well, you can give me the blame on the album. That's all.
I'll give you album credit.
All right, that's all. I got a few of those out there. Those are kind of fun.
You have.
Yeah,
I
like that. They're fun when you're playing at a party or something like that, and you hear someone the sleeve of the thing, and you say, "Hey, look at that! Look at that name over there. That's Mark Snyder."
There you go.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Hey, talking about like getting in. Have you ever done any acting at all?
Yeah, I did a little bit. I lived in Los Angeles for a number of years to do the acting thing through the encouragement of management and record companies. And it really wasn't my cup of tea. It's very hard for me to portray someone I'm not, and so it's easier for me just to be a country singer. But I did the typical Love Boats and commercials and a few things in the past, but it wasn't something I really enjoyed that much.
You did the Love Boat?
Yeah, I did that and did a couple of other things, but I don't know. And of course, in videos, you know, back then, videos were just starting, and that was a form of acting, as it is now.
That's true.
And so, I don't know. I probably would enjoy that now later on in life, but at that time, I didn't really care to do it. I had a chance to do an acting career with an incredible TV series many years ago, and I turned it down and didn't do it. I probably should have. I had a chance to be in the series Lonesome Dove.
Really?
I would have played the part that Robert Urich played.
Wow.
And, so I turned it down, and I chose to be a concert performer instead.
See, now you could have gone, maybe you could have been Spencer for Hire. I don't know.
True.
It's very possible. But
very possible.
You know, you're a country singer. We've talked about this. That's really what you do. You've been doing it for many, many years. But I remember, I think it was around mid-2000s, maybe 2004, 2005, you actually did an album of you singing stuff on the Big Band era. I remember that.
Well, I've always had a love for all types of music. I mean, I used to watch my mom and dad, you know, dance on the living room carpet with a rug with Sinatra and Tony Bennett and Nat King Cole. And so I always had a love for that kind of music because it's what I grew up around before I got turned on to rock and roll and country. So I still enjoy doing that kind of music, and I've been known to break into a American songbook tune in my country shows, and people seem to enjoy it.
Do you do any rock and roll anymore? Do you still have that inside you?
No, not really. I love all kinds of music, but I really and truly am more into just country. I love a lot of the new contemporary country that's out there now, and I love a lot of bluegrass music. I love Ricky Skaggs, who happens to be on the new album also. So I don't do much rock and roll anymore.
Yeah, it's funny because when I used to interview I interviewed Tiny Tim on a number of occasions, and a lot of people don't know, but Tiny Tim actually recorded "Highway to Hell."
Yep.
You know, so.
Wow.
You don't know. I mean, you can pretty much try anything, you know?
Yep, you can.
I think it's a lot of fun. We're talking, of course, with T.G. Shepherd, and his brand-new CD is called Legendary Friends and Country Duets. And, of course, you can go to tgshepherd.com, where you can find all kinds of cool stuff on that site. Are you doing touring at this point, too?
Yeah, I tour. I've always been a touring artist every week, you know, for 40 years, so I'm still out there. You know, I'm a road warrior. I love in concert doing concerts because it's instant gratification. The people let you know instantly if they like what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat. And I also want to mention to people on the new album that if they want to hear excerpts from the album or purchase it, they can go to, you know, the typical places to download like iTunes or Amazon.
And oh, sure.
Also, people can follow me on Twitter at TG Shepherd Music or on Facebook. I love to, I love social media, but no, it's just, I don't know. I'm very, very fortunate to be able to do this particular album because, as I say, I made the call to 17 artists and they all showed up. So on some of the tracks of this album, we actually did trios. Like on one cut, we did, B.J. Thomas and Jimmy Fortune and myself, and then on one cut we did Ricky Skaggs and the Whites. So it was an incredible time in my life to do this.
It sounds like you just had a blast even making the thing.
You know, I did. I really did. There was a lot of it was a logistical nightmare to get everyone's schedule when you're dealing with 17 different professional artists who tour and have other commitments. It's hard to get everybody together to do this. And so it took a number of years to complete the project because of scheduling and picking the right song and the right key, because every singer has their own range they sing in, and blocking the studio and the musicians. And it took a while. But it was very rewarding for me because people ask me what I got out of doing this the most. And what I've gotten out of this is, for a lot of years, I think I was looking for validation from my peers. And there was something missing in my life. And after completing this album, I realized that I felt really great about my life and that I'd done something worthwhile. And that these people would not have come to record with me if I wasn't worthy. So it was an incredible feeling to be able to have the icons come in and sing with me.
Yeah. You know, while you have that great feeling, maybe it's a good time to write a book.
Well, Simon & Schuster and a few other companies have tried to get me to write a book, and I don't know. I've made some notes along the way about my life, but I don't feel that I have found the proper ending to that book yet. And I think in the next few years, maybe I will feel like it's time, but it's getting closer.
I would think that would be a very interesting book.
Well, it would, because, you know, it's amazing how many lives that you touch in your life. And it's like the old movie, It's a Wonderful Life. If you took George Bailey out of the picture, a lot of people's lives would have gone in different directions just with one person not being there.
That's right.
So it's. I've even talked many times about calling my book, Yes, It Is a Wonderful Life.
I like it. T.G. Shepherd with us, and you can go to tgshepherd.com and get his brand new CD. It's great. It's called Legendary Friends and Country Duets. It's on Amazon. It's on iTunes. It's all over the place. And very, very great music. I enjoyed it very much. And I enjoyed talking to you as well, T.G.
I thank you. I really enjoyed my time with you because, you know, there are a lot of people that do interviews, and then there are people that have mastered the art of interview, which is to make it sound like a conversation, which is exactly what we've done, is we've had a great conversation. And to me, that's a testament to you and your professionalism. I really, really enjoyed our visit.
Thank you very much. I try to make it like we're sitting in the living room having a conversation because,
well,
you know, that's, I think, more fun that way and genuine.
It is, and it's very warm, and it's just it's very, there's no pressure here. It's just a great conversation. I thoroughly enjoyed, you know, talking with you, and I appreciate all the compliments and appreciate all your support. I really, really do. And I want to wish you and everyone out there, you know, happy holiday season, a Merry Christmas. And
Merry Christmas to you as well. And if you want to follow T.G. Shepherd, you can go to at T.G. Shepherd Music on Twitter.
Yep.
And if you want to follow me, you can go to at MediaMan 2009, MediaMan 2009. And
I'll be following you.
And I'll be following you. also on Facebook, it's Mark Snyder Radio TV. There's a fan page, and I'll follow your fan page as well.
Well, I appreciate you so much, and again, thanks for the great words today. That made my day.
Well, you made my week here. It was a great interview, and thanks again for coming on. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.